Now, more than 5,500 applicants have been struck off Dublin City Council's housing waiting list because they didn't return a questionnaire. A small number of others were rejected over changes in income and other circumstances. Nolene Riley is Sinn Féin councillor for Ballymun Ward. Nolene, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Well, I'm great. What has happened here?
Well, I suppose every 3 years, Dublin City Council and other local authorities would carry out a housing needs assessment form, a process. So what they do is they send out a form to all the applicants on the housing list with a view to deciding who needs to remain on it. And the vast majority obviously still need to remain on the housing list because, as we know, no houses have been built, so people haven't been housed. And there is a greater demand for social housing. But unfortunately, this process has resulted in almost 6,000 people being removed from the housing list, who I fully believe are still in need of housing.
Now, the response really from Dublin City Council is, look, we send out these questionnaires. If you don't answer it, we have to presume that you're no longer in housing need or you've emigrated or your circumstances have changed. What is the issue with the way they conduct this questionnaire?
I suppose in this day and age, just to be using the postal system for sending out these forms is just, it's not adequate. There is other ways of communication that they should be using with people on the list. But also, as I said, like, they haven't been housed. So the simple matter is that these people still need housing. So they're going to be coming back to Dublin City Council to go back on the list. They will have lost their years, but it's not going to have the, like, if Dublin City Council want to reduce the housing list, this isn't going to have the effect of doing that because these people still need to be housed and they will be back on the list.
Like. When you say using email, are you convinced that most of the people on the housing list, by and large, they're young people, that they have access to email and web browsing and so on?
Yeah, I would be, and I wouldn't just be emails, but a lot of them would have telephone. I think all means of communication should be used to ensure that people aren't taken off the housing.
See, what I'm thinking
but
of,
I also think PPS numbers should be the main form, because a lot of people, for example, if you're on rent allowance and you move address, you go in and you change your address with social welfare, you get your rent allowance paid. People are under the perception then that that information is fed through the Dublin City Council. And it is not. Like, there needs to be one system. And I think the PPS number is the way to go.
Yeah. Because if, for example, you change your address and there was a PPS, I suppose, log of everybody's PPS numbers and their address that's associated with the PPS numbers, once you change your address for a housing supplement, and you put in the PPS thing, it would chicka update the other database.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what should happen, but it's not.
It's not what's happening, and we're using a system that is decades old. Like, and I understand why Dublin City Council need to do this. We need to ensure that we have the correct number on the housing list. But we're in a process where more and more people are in need of social housing, not less. Like, and now we have a system where 6,000 people have been removed from a list. Like, that's not a system that I want to trust. I couldn't rely on that for accurate figures of who needs housing in Dublin City.
Tell me, if people are not in receipt of the questionnaires and therefore haven't replied to them, how will they ever find out that they're not on the housing list anymore?
See, this is the thing. Like, they won't find out until they go and check with Dublin City Council. And say, for example, you joined the housing list 2 years ago, you know you're not going to get housed in the next couple of years because the housing, like, I'm dealing with people that are on the list 15 years. So you may not check in the next short while, and then you're removed of it. So when you go to check and then you realise that you're off and you have to start from scratch, you could have other people that maybe are on it quite a long time and they would be more inclined to be checking on a regular basis. But it's really, like, only when people check will they find out if they've been removed.
Now, how do you find out, Nolene, if you're on the housing list or not? Is there a website or...?
Well, you know, you contact Dublin City Council. You go to your local housing office within Dublin City Council or down in Woodquay to find out if you have
because,
been removed from the housing list.
It doesn't seem, if you take your suggestion that the PPS number would be used, it doesn't seem very difficult to have a website that you'd log on to. Your PPS number is your own. You don't have to have any name attached to that PPS number for you to interrogate the database and find out where you lie on the housing list. And equally,
they do it with the electoral register, so there's no reason why they couldn't do it on the housing list, because this is just a process to reduce numbers on the housing list, it doesn't reduce the people that need homes. And that's the most important point here.
Yeah. There will be people listening who will say, look, it's up to you. If you're on the housing list and you're depending on social housing, it's up to you to be vigilant and keep an eye on your own position on the list.
Yeah, and there's a certain element of truth in that as well. But we are also dealing with, I suppose, some of the most vulnerable people in society here as well. And we might be dealing with people that don't read or write. But we also, you know, if people aren't getting the letters, they're not aware of the process. And that's what I suspect is happening in this situation. So if you're not aware, you can't keep yourself up to date with the information. I think there has to be a better system for Dublin City Council to review who needs to be on the housing list. And I know the chair of the housing SPC, Dottie Doolan, is calling for a review into this because it's really not acceptable that this amount of people are removed when they're going to be coming back in the next year, 2 or 3 years, to get back on that list.
There are some sceptics in our listenership. Does the concept of personal responsibility evade Nolene? If you receive a letter, respond to it. You can't expect the state to run around after people, reminding them of their own responsibility and costing the authorities God knows how much. If they're receiving something that the rest of us can't get, they should be responsible for it. That's another one. And another one just simply doesn't believe that 5,000 people didn't get the post.
Well, look, you know, we have, like, in terms of the figures that were on it, we are now almost 6,000 people less on the list, like, and those people still need housing. And whatever people say, whatever people think, those are almost 6,000 people that are still in need of social housing and will be back to Dublin City Council. Whether people like it or not, they will be back, and it will cost Dublin City Council more. So this system does need to be reviewed.
Another one, Peter says, Nolene shows how dysfunctional the system is. No response means to the council that there's no need there. If you're on the housing list, though, it is up to you to ensure that the local authority is up to date. Anyway, Nolene, do you think they listen to your plea for a more modern approach to this?
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure from councillors on this, because obviously we would have constituents coming to us who are in this situation, and since I've got elected 3 years ago, it's come up quite a lot with me, and it's really, really, really unfair on people. I hope they do listen. I think they're going to have to review the system at some stage. Like, we're near 2020 and we're still using only postal as a means for communicating with tenants or with people on the housing list. I just don't think it's adequate.
All right, Nolene, thank you very much for joining us. Nolene Riley is Sinn Féin councillor for Ballymun Ward in Dublin.